You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
La 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 la
la la la la la la.
Yeah.
It's time for Moneyline, your place to be for the madness of March, with your host, Kevin Walsh.
The cap is still there. The price is still good. I'm going to bet this. I went a little 3-0 on a three-pack of college basketball. It was a nice weekend in that way. I mean, look, I'm an eligible bachelor, so.
And Donnie Wrightside.
Now, hold, like, I love Slay. Like, Slander is so much fun. Like, nobody was defending the wide out. What a 15-yard out. Like, thank God. Like, I don't think I could make it in this world anymore. 1 minute, I'd be like, I'm out of questions for this girl. I don't even know what to say anymore. Like, what did you think about the game last night? That's minute number two already.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159.
Moneyline, Moneyline, and more Moneyline. The people out there, they can't get enough. They need Moneyline in their lives, and we are here to provide that for them. The phone callers, the people listening in their car, it's popping. 844-843-6879 if you want to get involved. Moose Marks on the line. He's ready to go. I need to talk to my guy, Moose. Talk to us here. What do we got?
I tell you what a great weekend. Talked about the Buckeyes, the girls playing tonight, playing UConn. Mm. So I had them on my futures pick. We'll see what happens. But it's been really amusing with this Lamar Jackson carousel going around now. And I think that kind of going to prompt me to take a futures bet on the Browns because Cleveland always plays Cincinnati hard. So I think I may throw out a futures ticket for the Browns to win the division this year. So that's fun. It's fun stuff. And we'll see what happens with Xavier tonight. Yes.
Moose, by the way, Lamar Jackson, give me your odds on this. Good odds that he stays in Baltimore or better odds that he leaves Baltimore? Like, how's this going to wind up?
He's gone. He's out of there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better. I think he's burnt that bridge. I really do. And especially with coming out and they're saying that his mother is representing him and this gentleman supposedly that in the NFL Players Association is saying that I guess he's Lamar's partner in his gym business or something like that. But, you know, I kind of look at the flip side as well. I was all against the Browns signing Deshaun Watson. But the more I look at it, the more I like it. And the reason why I like it is that it kind of pushed the Ravens' hand to sign Lamar at a bigger contract. So if you look at it that way, it's rather interesting, you know? A little Art Modell revenge, maybe? We'll see. We'll see.
Coming
but,
back.
You know, we'll see. It's going to be good. Good weekend. I can't wait for tonight's game. So I don't know what time the Buckeyes play UConn, but that the Buckeyes got that gal back from injury. I think her name was Sheldon, and she did really good. They're playing good. They're playing good. So all we can do is see. You guys have a great weekend. Love talking to you.
There it is.
K-Dub, DRS.
Love it. Love it. Love it. All now, right. By the way, like if you, but you know, Moose Mark, I'll play this into it because you know we like to take a look at food every once in a while. Hmm. Are you a big brunch guy? Like, how do you feel about brunch? Like, I mean, Sunday morning action.
All right, here's the truth of it, right? To enjoy brunch, you got to be up for brunch.
Hold on. What does that mean? Like, brunch is late. What do you mean you got to be up for it?
Yeah,
you're not up?
If you let me finish, you would have got that answer.
That upset me already. Like, what's that mean?
So I'm not up when I'm off for brunch. I mean, that's just the truth of the idea. And if I'm up...
When do you wake up? Like, when is your wake up on the weekend? When is that?
Here's the thing. If I'm up on the weekend for brunch, that means I have a plan, basically. So that means I'm kind of going somewhere anyway. Now, could I be going to brunch? Probably not, but maybe. Ideally, on the weekend, I'd like to start moving by... 12, 1. It all depends, though.
Moving as in what? Rolling out of bed or like, well, you're ready to go out at that point?
Yeah, getting out of bed. I mean, come on.
Oh, my goodness.
But my weekends have been real scattered. See, because, you know, obviously for you, you don't do anything, right? So you can't relate. But sometimes I'm busy. Sometimes I'm exhausted. I feel so all over the place. I'll tell you what. I'll text you when I wake up this weekend. That'd be the first
now, thing. Here's what I don't get, though. Like well, we got to get up early Monday through Friday. Again, I have a puppy that sits on my head at 4 a.m., so that's my wake-up call. Crazy. And if I sleep until 5, it feels fantastic. But that reason to believe is I'm surprised you haven't slept through an early line yet. Like, if you're talking about, like, hey, sometimes I roll over at 11:30, that's actually surprising because there's no way, like, I can make it past, like, 6 o'clock in the morning on the weekends without, like, rolling over and be like, oh, what time is it? No chance.
Yeah, the rollover will come around 8-ish, but then I roll right back. Ideally, that is the plan.
Sounds like you're in for hour number two. Yeah, okay.
So here's the thing though, you'll get a hoot out of this.
Uh-huh.
Good old Dane Martinez, former early line co-host.
Yeah.
Like basically because he knew how I slept and he knew I would stay up late and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so he used to always tell Brian, he goes, look, one of these days, you know Kevin just won't be here. Let's just always stay prepared for that and figure out what.
Wow.
But I never missed it.
Wow.
He always thought that would be the case.
That gives me an idea. I bet right now there's people in robes and have coffee cups out.
Right.
Love a text from me saying, always stay ready just in case. You know what? That guy gets it. He really does. And we'll be back on Moneyline right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So many topics, so little time here on Moneyline. It's Donnie and Kevin here, SiriusXM Channel 159 on the grid. Phone lines open as always, 844-843-6879. By the way, Kev, before we get into this next topic, which is always a lot of fun, apparently, and will continue to be fun, Major League Baseball, we are days away now from that. We are under a week to the opening day of the Major League Baseball season. Now, hear me out on this. This is the topic I just wanted to bring up briefly, and we can get into it maybe a little bit later in the hour. Energy for the season. Where is it?
Look, I
love baseball.
Go ahead. I'd love to come on here. And be like, you know me, man. I mean, you know, it's but like we're at like a six. I'm not at a six. I'm not at a five. I'm not at a four. I'm not at a three. I don't care. That's the truth. I'm not gonna lie to you, people. I don't care. If someone said, "Hey, man, news just came out. Baseball's actually not gonna start till May." Do you know what my disappointment level would be? Zero. Zero. All good. Not worried about it. Not worried about it one bit. I'm not going to... Like, Donnie, NBA season ramp up. For me, of course, personally, always there. NFL is NFL. We know that. College football excitement. We're hitting month-out previews. College basketball, that doesn't exist. People don't run through college hoops in the same way. But that opening day kind of bolster, there's always going to be there. And I'm not saying I won't watch, you know, the Yankees games and I won't bet on baseball games, but for me, that's the barometer. They send out an update tomorrow, regular season starts May 1st. No, I'm not upset at all.
That's the truth. I don't know what your excitement level is, but that's where I'm at.
Like, we're getting the, you know, reports of opening day starters that are starting to filter through. And it's one of those where I say to myself, because, you know, being in the content business more so than the handicapping business now, where, like, your lifeblood is, I got to dissect these games. You're into this stuff, which means, like, let's just say the evolution of, you know, old school DRS. You know, the magazines start to come out for NFL season in the springtime. It's one of those, like, okay, let me get the magazine here. Not because I don't know what's going on, but it's like a refresher. Going down to the beach, having a pool day, you know, a Saturday in the summer. Let me crack this open, have a cigar and a cocktail, and just spread this, like, you know, scroll through. Like, oh, that's right, I forgot. They added this guy. Yeah, this defense is looking good. Formulate a plan and sort of slowly weigh in. Like, if you're getting into a pool, right, a lot of people don't just jump right in. And let me throw my toe in there. Let me sit on the side. Let me, like, slowly dip myself in. That's what I used to do. Major League Baseball, again, under a week away right now. I haven't cracked any books. I can't tell you the Detroit Tigers starting pitching rotation. I can't tell you a team. Like, hey, Donnie, who are you most excited for here, MVP? Well, hold on. Let me go to FanDuel and actually see a list of the MVPs so I can see, like, and make a pit. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, you know what? Bryce Harper's going to get it. Aaron Judge is going to be down. Nolan Arenado, love the fact that he's going to be batting third. Like, I don't know any of that right now. And rightfully so, because, you know, handicapping it is a day-to-day thing. But just the start of the season where it should be like, hey, man, we're counting down the days. And I don't know, Kevin, if it's just like the NCAA tournament is so, so good. And last night was so awesome. On Thursday night, that, you know, Fridays and Saturdays and Elite Eights and moving forward to it, my attention is elsewhere. I will be excited next Thursday when the Philadelphia Phillies take the field for their opening day, just like every other baseball fan would be. But there's no buildup to, like, oh my goodness, like the NFL season, we can't go 0-1. We can't go 0-2. 182 or 100 and what? Is it 182? Why am I losing my track? 162, excuse me. 162. It's like, okay, we'll get there when we get there.
Well, and again, just to compare it, so, right, you know, America has four court sports. Hockey, I mean, respectfully, you come on now. So we take it down to the NFL and the NBA. Again, NFL opening week, we don't have to explain to you. Here's the difference in the NBA, at least for, you know, the opening day. They're basically just NBA final previews or NBA finals rematches. Like, that's what they offer up. This year, we started with the Lakers and the Warriors, and we started with the Sixers and the Celtics. Like, that's how we opened up the NBA season. Those are monster games. Even if they gave us Yankees Astros, it's not monster. But baseball doesn't even do that. The Yankees Giants. Like, I'm not saying it's not interesting, but, like, baseball doesn't even try to give you, like, exciting opening day matchups, Donnie. Like, that's not, like, shouldn't they be like, oh, man, here's Braves, Dodgers? They don't even do that.
No. And it is a slow burn on Major League Baseball season. But also, I have extra anticipation, like, even right out of the gate. Like, obviously, the Major League Baseball package, I'll have it. I'll be able to spin through my phone, my, you know, tablets, TV, catching these games. But this year, more than any other year, you usually get, like, a slight tweak to some odd rule that will probably never apply. You are getting legitimately, like, four game-breaking rules that we've never seen before colliding at once. And I love to see how it's going to play out because there is going to be something to get used to. And I always use this one, Kevin. The hit up the middle. It used to be when I grew up, if you're watching baseball, somebody hits a decent, you know, speed ground ball past the pitcher. You didn't even blink your eyes. That ball was in center field. You got a single. Now that was always taken away because there's somebody standing right behind the bag because the numbers tell you. And also being preconditioned. They used to have this on telecasts within the past couple of years. ESPN, I believe, was one of the networks that did it, where they would actually show, like, the little dots of the fielders of where they're at, like on that clear screen while the pitcher's up there, because they wanted to show you, like, oh, yeah, there's players, like, on the left side of the infield when the shift was brand new, as to show you. And it used to be, you know, even now. How many times have you watched a baseball game, wager or no wager, a ball's hit rocketed on the infield? You have no idea what the feel is, if somebody's there, if it's a hit, or what's going to take place. You're going to get back to that feeling of, oh, that's a rocket to the right side. That should be a base hit. Why? Because only one guy is standing over there, not four.
Yeah, it's again, like, we've tried to make this point. It's actually getting baseball back to baseball.
Yes.
Like it's bringing back.
The old heads hate it, though. The old heads hate it, though, apparently, because in the 50s, that's what they did. There were shifts all over the place.
Yeah, because what made Ricky Henderson such an elite hitter was that he laid bunts down to beat shifts. That was why Tony Gwynn never struck out. It doesn't even make any sense. So, again, it's a real positive change, and I think it'll make the game more enjoyable. But this stuff is going to have very real betting impacts, but it's hard to tell exactly. You know, there a point just came in the NBA where totals were 230, and that's just what it was, right? Like, the thing shifted. You know, baseball totals being down at 6.5, that might only exist when essentially, like, Wrigley Field should not even be allowed to be a stadium kind of situations. Last year, it felt like we saw 6.5s and 7.5s as your baseline. Like, your baseline total might be 10, 9.5, 10. And
so good.
That's a big change. That's a really, really big change.
Like, hitter prop parlays here, more chances to get base hits. It's just, it's great stuff, and I want to see it play out because it could be a whole ball of, yeah, it changed a little bit, or it could be like, wow, Kyle Schwarber hits 300 now. Why? Because you can't put five guys on the right side of the field. Same thing with Bryce Harper, where it turns out to be like, well, why would I just want to put the ball in play? It's an automatic out. Now I legitimately have to swing for the fences because the only way to get a base hit is if it hits the seats.
Well, and this is the other thing, though, that will be unfortunate, because baseball is still an older man's game in terms of who watches it, who commentates on it. And the older generation still cannot wrap their head around the younger generation being better at sports despite bigger, faster, stronger. So I look forward to there being teams averaging 7 runs a game and then just the absolute most annoying people around saying, this is what's wrong with baseball. I can't stand this. I wish final scores were 2-1. It doesn't make sense. None of this counts. This isn't impressive. Blah, 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 blah. Garbage, garbage, garbage. This is why I hate this sport.
Now, some people behind the scenes here say, like, would Tony Gwynn even make Major League Baseball if there was a shift? I mean, that's what the real topics here are about. Now, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to have some fun. It might sound like comedy hour next, but if you haven't been listening or following along to Lamar Jackson and the saga, what's taking place, it's phenomenal. It almost reads like The Onion is writing these headlines, but it's actually Lamar Jackson writing these headlines. Come on back. Let's talk about it. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quarterbacks are on our mind. Working out on pro days, already being all pros, one in the same. Will Levis, who on Friday afternoon worked out, sitting around 50-1 to be the number one overall pick. Don't see it lighting up the board here as saying, ooh, 40-1, 30-1. Wow, what an impressive performance here. So all eyes, I guess, now would be on Anthony Richardson. But having said that, there is a quarterback in professional football who wants to get paid, should get paid, not getting many offers because of apparently how much money he actually wants. And that would be Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens for the time being. But the story that's catching the attention now, Kevin, is not how much money he wants, how much guaranteed salary he needs. It's about him not having an agent, or does he? And is this somebody acting rogue for him? Did he tell this person to contact teams because he's at his wit's end and maybe needs an extra set of eyes? But apparently, there's a guy by the name of Ken Francis calling up random franchises. We don't know which ones they are. And I don't know. Is he talking to the secretary and trying to make his way up to the GM? What's going on here?
Look, I know I've kind of taken my stance as the Lamar defender of the two of us, right? Not that you think Lamar stinks or shouldn't at some point get paid big money, right? But obviously there's varying degrees with this situation. My defense of Lamar in this is insane. How did Ken Francis contact organizations? How did they know to pick up? What did he ask for? Who did he actually speak to in the organizations? Were any of them fruitful? Like, how many did he get in contact with before the NFLPA was like, this guy's not a real agent? Like, do you know how few this is my big beef with this. We have such little details Everything with the Lamar Jackson stuff is incomplete. Like, who did he call, Donnie?
Is there, like, if we had to pick one organization, like, who turned this guy in, right?
Yes. Like, and again, like, who, this is what I'm, like, and the fact that he was talking to teams, did Lamar get contacted by Team Z? And then Lamar said, speak to Ken Francis, and then Team Z was like, what? Talk to who? Yeah, I mean, we got to put a memo out here. This is crazy. Because that's crazy.
But you're like, it almost is a joke. Like I said, I always talk about, like, you know, Ursay of the Colts being the owner. Like, that's the type of guy, like, oh, who's this on the run? You know, put him through. Let me talk to this guy. Let me work this deal out here. Like, well, hold on now. Like, right. This is all backwater stuff. What do you mean you're working out a deal with this guy? But he had to put it this way. The NFL Players Association, NFL, you know, owners group, this wasn't put out to slander Lamar Jackson. I don't think they're that devious to make just some random thing up, like, oh, by the way, put Lamar in a bad light by, yeah, we really would like him to get an agent. Let's put this out as if random Florida people are calling on his behalf. That's not the case. There had to have been something, and it could have been far down. It doesn't mean, like, Kevin, let me talk to the team owner, Stephen Ross. Let me call the GM. It might just be a scout that, I don't know, he ran into and had talks, and that scout got back to somebody. Hey, by the way, I spoke to this guy, Ken Francis, who works with Lamar on some business deals. Yeah, he says he thinks he should get $175 guaranteed over 3 years, and that's a starting point. Now, who told you that? Well, that's just what I heard here. Hold on, let me turn this into compliance.
Also, I'm not going to rule this out because we know the relationship seems to be poor, and at least it would make some sense, right? If this guy is Lamar's business partner, he would then have at least been around the Ravens. Like, was it the Ravens that ultimately, like, man, this guy's trying to negotiate with Ken Francis. Like, get this knucklehead out of here. We're sending out a memo. Like, we know Ken. Like, Ken's been showing up to the facility with this fake workout machine for years now. Like, we got to put a report in here. Because, again, like, the one thing that you said off the top there, and it's kind of the agreed consensus that the only reason Lamar doesn't have a contract is because he's just asking for complete madness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only thing that people can actually say, well, Lamar, he's asking for Deshaun Watson's contract. Is he? It's like there's nothing on the record. And the thing that continues to blow my mind is we can't get, it's the Bieniemy stuff, right? Bieniemy, but none of the elite reporters can actually give us anything substantial.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Like, I can't get Tom Pelissero to say, yeah, the Cardinals reached out and were told, and Lamar asked for more money than Deshaun Watson, so they are out. Instead, we just keep getting Pro Football Talk tweeting out another team that apparently said that they're not interested in Lamar. It doesn't even make sense the way this stuff is playing out.
No, none of it makes sense. Because, and also we'd figure from the big guys, right? Because if the NFL is in cahoots, or let's just say Adam Schefter and ESPN, hey, look, he's going to carry the water for us. We're going to give him scoops. And when we need him to put something out there, he'll do it for us. You're telling me nobody off the record in the Ravens organization took Adam Schefter aside and said this. Hey, look, I can't give you the exact details. We're really far apart at this point right now. He wants X amount of dollars. We're offering X amount of dollars. Off the record, just keep it there. We don't get that at all. And isn't that all we're actually waiting for, to be honest? Like, just fill me in. Lamar, get on tape with a microphone in front of your face and say, I never asked for 100% guarantees. I never asked to be the highest paid player in football. I'm not going to tell you exactly what I want, but I just wanted that to be out there because I'm just hearing wild slander. Like, they offered me $300 million guaranteed. I told them no, I wanted a half of $1 billion, right? Like, that's right. Actually what I'm looking for at this point. I just want somebody to leak legitimate information, and nobody can do it.
No, they can't, and it's impossible to really believe that. And that's why, to me, I know the collusion stuff probably to some comes off like very galaxy brain, but it's why it makes more sense to me than maybe others. Because the only explanation for us not hearing that multiple teams are interested in Lamar is if across the league teams have agreed to not be interested in Lamar. That's the only way you can make sense of that. Because it's Lamar Jackson. It is Lamar. Like, what are we even if some, because I'm sure there are some of our listeners that don't like Lamar Jackson, the quarterback, in that, like, ah, he's a runner, he's not going to win, yada, yada, yada. That's fine.
You think of the other 31 teams not involving Baltimore. There aren't at least five franchises that think Lamar would make sense for them. Is that really what I'm supposed to believe?
I'm telling you right now. If in a because here's what the other NFL teams don't want either, because they know what's going to take place. Let's just say none of the 32 teams are going to offer him a fully guaranteed contract more than 3 years, because the long-term money is what hits you, right? Nobody's going 10 years, $500 million, all guaranteed. It doesn't make sense. You can't really work that in, and you have to go for disaster mode. If it doesn't work out, you can't even get escape it, because it's all guaranteed money. But if we're looking at teams like the New York Jets now, you tell me right now, Kevin. The Jets, who have a ton of draft capital, and you said to me right now, you can get Aaron Rodgers, which I don't even know what Aaron Rodgers' price point is going to be. We're going to talk about that in a minute, though. Let's just say it's a first rounder and a fourth that could turn into a third. Let's just put that out there. I don't know what it's going to be. Let's just have that here. And the Jets go, hey, by the way, Lamar likes the Jets a lot. The Ravens have put out the signals. Hey, look, we're not matching whatever's out here. We basically want two first-round picks. Jets get Lamar Jackson. I'm feeling way better about the Jets' future than if they get Aaron Rodgers, hoping they get a good year out of Aaron Rodgers. But we're not going to get that because we don't know specifics out here. We don't even know where the Ravens' head is at. There's a reason why the Ravens didn't give him, Kevin, the exclusive tag as if he's going to make close to $50 million bucks and we're going to sign you one way or another. They basically slapped that tag on, enticing other teams to make offers, because if they don't want to sign the offer, regardless of what it is, they're getting two first-round draft picks back.
Right, but the key, and this is the key thing, and it's why I actually, because often with stuff like this, we expect the draft to be the deadline, like with Rodgers, right? But you would think the Packers will want this done by the draft so they can get compensation for this year, for this season.
Yeah.
I actually think the Lamar thing might need to wait for the draft to end, and the Colts are the best example. You don't have say in which picks you give up. It's not, hey, we'll give you these twos, and the Ravens say, well, we want these first. It's your next first two-round picks, which means the Colts would have to send the fourth overall selection. Where if the Colts just go out there and use the fourth overall pick, then they end up sending next year's first rounder and the year after that, which is a little bit easier to swallow because, well, I have Lamar Jackson, so who cares?
Should be better. Right? Yes, exactly. That's the 26th pick, yes.
Exactly. So I do think there's a world where some of these teams are saying, who might be drafting a little bit higher up the board. Look, this doesn't even make sense for us to make a move here until the draft is finished up. Now, it's a little risky, right? Again, use the Colts. If the Colts say, we're going to wait, well, then you can't draft Anthony Richardson. But if you can kind of put out some feelers and you have an idea as to what you want to do there and you think you'll be able to get them and they won't match, then, you know, it's a risk worth taking.
Yeah, but it's not going to, there's no way this ends well, which is really interesting to me, because we're going to get into, you know, Green Bay Packers and what they're doing along with the Jets. But I don't see a happy marriage moving forward for the Ravens. This really feels like, Kevin, we're going to come down to like a week before the season starts, and he's still not signed and is not coming in or signing that franchise tag to come in and play for $32 million. And also, we talk about, you know, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers and going to the Jets. He already knows the offense. The Ravens are going to be installing, Kevin, a brand new offense this year. Terminology, routes, plays, you guessed it. This isn't a thing where a quarterback comes in and says, okay, I got 5 days to hit it for opening day here. I don't see how it ends well either way, which they're headed for a divorce, but the way everything is structured, it's like Lamar's like, hey, we'd love to get out of here, but unless he backs off of a fully... But again, see what I'm doing? I don't even know what the offer is. I'm trying to tell him what his offer is, and I don't even know. Oh, yeah, yeah, this is going to go on for quite some time here with Lamar Jackson. But you know what? Let's have some fun with pro days, because there's an old pro that was at a pro day, and it's time to take a look to see if he can still play. Come on back to Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ah, just had a thought here. I had to write down something that I read on Twitter.
about some athletes here. There's no need for it to be on the air, but I will share with K-Dub shortly, because me and my old age at 45, it's one of those things where I read and I just laugh for like 30 seconds for no apparent reason. It's not really that funny, but to me, it really hit home. So sorry I can't share with you guys on the air, but K-Dub certainly will enjoy this. Now, something we can all enjoy on the air. Here's what I love about professional football. As you guys might have heard, you know, Will Levis had a pro day on Friday, and yeah, we slandered it pretty good and had some fun with it. But when you have a former MVP, and I'm not talking about Kevin, oh, he's MVP in 2004, 2015, which again, we're in 2023, so in football years, it is a lot of timeline there, but in just relative years, it's not. We're talking Cam Newton, who threw at Auburn's pro day. Now, you saw him the day, but which nobody knew what was going to happen. The day before, I think it was like an Instagram post or a social media post, basically saying, there's not 32 guys better than me. You're crazy. I'm about to throw flames out here. Make sure you check it out. Now, as Kevin and I were talking during the show, it's like, well, he has pro day. Why didn't we hear anything? I didn't hear anything. ESPN, Sports Grid, CBS, like nothing. Almost as if it didn't happen. Now, Kevin went and found some highlights here, so there were people there. It actually did happen, and it was filmed. Kevin, I haven't seen anything, good or bad, which leads me to believe that most of the national outlets watch this and go, I can't slander Cam, so let's just forget about it like it even happened. Because let me tell you something right now. And again, I only saw the one play you sent me. If Cam was letting it rip and looked amazing, it would lead shows like, oh my goodness. Like we talk about, oh, Kaepernick can play right now. Regardless if you think he can't, we still hear that. We're not hearing anything about Cam Newton.
So I guess you're probably right. I look through, and again, Twitter usually will have something about everything, right?
Yes.
And there's one video of Cam, unsurprising, right? He's throwing the ball, you know, 50, 60 yards, because he's always going to have that rocket ship attached to the arm. But I did not see a tweet, that was like, man, Cam today was really solid. Cam was up and down. Cam was terrible. And look, maybe you're right that everybody is covering for what was a bad pro day. It almost just basically seemed that where it was like, yeah, look, we entertained the video. We all did the whole, does any team make sense for Cam Newton? But look, unless a team signs, we can't spend this much time on Cam because nobody seems to care. That was the takeaway, because Auburn pro days, look, I mean, it's a down year for Auburn. I'll give everybody a chance to call in and quickly and name me their favorite Auburn prospect right now. We'll be here all day. That's not happening. Like, was there even anybody there watching the pro day? It almost, you know, like, would Cam Newton have been better off holding, like, him and Odell Day? We know they're buddies. So, like, would that have been more effective? It genuinely comes off like nobody was there to me.
Yes.
Which is, I think, almost more depressing than he had a bad day and people just didn't want to say it.
Yeah, because I'm under the illusion where I say, like, granted, Cam Newton is not the player that he was in 2015 as the MVP, the best player in football. Nobody's even arguing that at this point. But I figured if he was still mobile, agile, he's still a big body, he's probably going to be in shape, an NFL team can have a use for him, as opposed to, there's not 32 starting quarterbacks better than me, let me run your franchise. We know he can't do that. He thinks he can, but I know he can't. But it was just interesting where it was, there wasn't a lot of hype around it, but we found it interesting that he was having a pro day at Auburn, but nobody cared enough to like say, hey, Cam Newton's throwing, or as we just like stumbled on watching on a Friday, you know, you get a Will Levis workout. Like, okay, let me watch it and see what he looks like. We didn't even get a plus or minus, or even this, Kevin. Odell Beckham Jr. had his own workout, as you brought up, right? We saw some highlights from that nationally. We got, even if it was fake reports, teams are talking to Odell Beckham about contract status. Now, Grant, nothing came of his pro day. I doubt anybody's talked, but at least there was those fake reports. We didn't hear anything. Hey, by the way, I got word like the Colts, they're going to go young quarterback, but boy, they like inside the building, they really like Cam Newton and think he might be able to help this team. We got nothing of that.
And I think, you know, a part of the reason is, so, like, the people have talked about him going to Kansas City, right? and what you've always talked about being the like power back. What was the team that you had suggested? Was that the team you suggested
going
to?
The Dolphins.
Right. Okay, again, perfectly right. The Dolphins bringing Cam Newton in. But here's the thing. Are you picking up scouts and sending them out to Auburn's Pro Day to sign Cam Newton to be a third-string quarterback? Like, that's a phone call. Like, Cam, I don't need to watch film. I know who you are. We'll sign you right now, okay? Vet men the whole deal. But like, you're not our quarterback, man. And I do think there is a really big disconnect right now in what Cam Newton believes he is and how the NFL sees Cam Newton. I think there's a really big disconnect here. Like I said, that if I'm the Houston Texans, I really do not mind rolling Cam Newton out there as my week one starter. But also, if I'm the Houston Texans, like it's kind of a – there's no sweat off my back decision. Like, Cam, we're drafting a kid at 2. You want to be his mentor? We love that. Don't stop throwing at Auburn's Pro Day. Come fly down to Houston and let's talk. Or let's jump on a Zoom call and you and D'Amico Ryans can chop it up. Like, Cam Newton doesn't need a Pro Day. Like, you don't need the Pro Day if they want to come back. Phillip Rivers. I haven't seen Phillip Rivers throw football in 4 seasons.
Yeah.
If Drew Brees wants to come back, I need a Pro Day.
I mean, Matt Ryan should actually have a Pro Day right now, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, quite frankly, is Phil Dracovic still at BC? Like, Dracovic would, I would cook him right now. And I think he, quite frankly, stinks.
30-year-old freshman in college.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just, like, Cam Newton doesn't need a Pro Day. I think he, like, there needs to be just some honesty about what is. Did he think he was going to go rip up Auburn's Pro Day and get, like, a one-year, $10 million deal?
I feel like Cam Newton, which, you know, how confident he is in his skills, was actually figuring, like, I'm going to go out here, throw 15 passes, and, like, the Chiefs might call me up and say, hey, by the way, I know we got Mahomes, but, you know, we can slide you right in and see if we can go toe-to-toe about this point. My goodness. But, no, yeah, I was actually hoping to hear something good or bad, but usually, as we say, if you didn't hear anything from the national media here, they're very quick to not criticize, like, hey, by the way, what a joke. This guy had a, you know, open workout and was disastrous. Their idea of criticizing it is, this isn't even a topic. Like, you're telling me, like, First Take or, you know, Stephen A. Smith didn't get after it for, like, 25 minutes? Like, oh, what do you think about this? And throwing a pass? Now, granted, I might have missed it, Kevin, but I don't think I saw it.
Yeah, I get your point. I don't know if... You know, there was time spent, you know, yelling about something different where, you know, him and Mag Dog stumbled on a debate about Larry Bird versus Kevin McHale, who was the better locker room leader. I mean, nonsense, garbage, and trash. But I just don't understand. Like, Cam Newton doesn't need a Pro Day. I'm just going to keep reiterating that. Again, especially like Auburn. Like, I know that's where he went. I'm not saying I don't understand the connection there.
Like, you figure, like, Cam Newton, and granted, he said, well, why is it Auburn? Well, obviously, because he went to Auburn, and that's where he's from. But it would have been very interesting if it's one of those things, like, you know, you see, like, Michigan, with Harbaugh loves this. Like, about, yeah, we brought in Kaepernick, no ties to the institution, to throw it halftime of the spring game. Like, you figure, like, Cam, you want to just, like, let it rip on Michigan's Pro Day? But you're right. It was, hey, who are you going to say? Hey, by the way, I love this first-round wide receiver from Auburn. It's going to be fun to watch Cam Newton throw him the football. It's basically like, hey, Cam, why are you doing this? Well, my brother's a converted quarterback who's also, you know, there was no juice to it other than Cam Newton is throwing, which apparently had zero juice to it.
And part of that is Auburn's Pro Day had no juice to it.
Correct.
So again, like, that's kind of one of the reasons why I think that there, a part, like, no one was talking about it. I don't even know if there were cameras there. Like, the video I sent you.
It was a phone?
That was a golfer guy's phone.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, if there was a high-quality – look, all I'm saying is, and I think we'll agree here, if there was high-quality footage of that Cam Newton throw, Bleacher Report sends it out through 6 different accounts.
Yes.
I mean, that's just what they do, and that's not even slander. Yeah. That's just what it is. So it's just – it's almost, you know, forest falls in a tree, nobody's around to hear it, did it fall kind of thing. Like, that's just what we're doing right now with Cam Newton.
You know who needs a Pro Day right now? Zeke Elliott. Get him to run the cone drill, 40 sprints, be an open look, because apparently Zeke is eyeing the Eagles, Jets, and Bengals, Kevin, which is news to the Jets, Eagles, and Bengals.
I'm telling you, it is sneaky, one of the greatest stories in football history. It is such a good move. I can't believe he did this. He, they sent, like, I would like to believe, because I think Schefter maybe had that initial report. Maybe it was one of the NFL guys. But I'd like Schefter, to believe that.
I believe it was.
Was it Schefter? Like Schefter got, like, from Zeke's agent, hey, we've narrowed our list down. We're going to be either going to Philly, the Jets, or Cincinnati. And Schefter put it out. And then he later that night saw the, well, the Zeke hasn't talked to the Eagles, and the Eagles have no interest in him whatsoever. And Schefter's like, wait a minute. That list was just where he wants to play? Like, not like what's the options are for Ezekiel? What is going on here? Like, Zeke's already putting out demands that he wants number 15. Like, it is awesome. It is absolutely awesome that Zeke basically, who just got cut from the Dallas Cowboys, thought to himself, yeah, look, there's only three teams out there I'm interested in playing for. You three let me know who's got the best offer for me. So what?
Like, where does he even fit in? Because, granted, he can play in the NFL still.
Sure.
I do think that's the case. But also, the running back position, and this is how you can relay it off of, because it's almost at the point where they want you to start feeling bad for running backs. Like, Austin Eckler looked like he was going to be in tears in, like, a podcast I saw. Like, I can't even believe it. Like, I scored 20 touchdowns a year. Yeah. And, like, I can't even renegotiate my contract. And when I said the team goes, yeah, hey, we're not paying you. Go find another deal. And it's like Lamar Jackson going, okay, why is nobody calling me back here? I can't, but, like, this is my livelihood at stake here. That's just a running back position where if you're not paying Austin Eckler, who every time you watch him play, it's like, man, nobody can defend this guy. Nobody's calling him back.
Yeah. Austin Eckler needs to, like, hold a press conference or so, because, again, not paying running backs is something I understand. Austin Eckler needs to be like, I'm a wide receiver who they hand the ball off to sometimes. Like, Austin Eckler needs to rebrand as Deebo Samuel.
Yes.
And basically, all 32 teams will be banging his phone line if they just like stop thinking of him as a running back, which, let's be honest here, like, nobody ever talked about Austin Eckler, the runner. It is
true.
Austin Eckler, the touchdown scorer who catches footballs. That's what he does.
It's a good point where he's like, you know what? I'm sitting out here because I want a maximum of 350 rush yards here coming up in the next season where I'm not playing. It's a great, I never thought about that angle, but it's a great point going like, you know what? I will line up out of the slot 75% of the time, 25% of the backfield, and then you start to look at what makes sense and what he actually is. Because you're right. It's not as if it's like, okay, now granted, he's very good at, you know, 7 yards back in the backfield, give him the football, he can make it work. But the reason why Austin Eckler makes it work is it's 3rd and 5, the blitz is coming, you dump it off. Oh, one-on-one, him and a linebacker, yeah, good luck with that. That's a 20-yard gain on the ground, as opposed to 3rd and 1, hand me the football, run me into linebackers. So many hot topics in the NFL, never stops, even in the offseason. One more segment to go, we're going to bring the heat and then get you out of here. It's Moneyline, Donnie and Kevin, right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick segment before we get out of here. By the way, K-Dub, baseball coming up this week. Final, by the way, I love the Final Four. And I tell you this all the time. Growing up as a kid, ask me, do you want to play in the Super Bowl, NHL Stanley Cup Finals, you know, anything. It was always the Final Four. Because growing up, I thought it was the coolest event on earth. Big stadiums, college kids, excitement all the way through. And also, like when I was coming through in like the late 80s, early 90s, those were the UNLV, like Duke, ridiculous rock star teams. And I always thought it was the coolest thing. So us being on the cusp of the Final Four, cool stuff, but also reminding ourselves, boy, it felt like college basketball just started. Like we're on the backest of the back stretches right now. Time goes so fast.
They have, I think, by far what feels like the quickest postseason.
Yes.
NBA lasts forever. Football doesn't last forever, but you talk about it like it's such an intense level. You always feel like you get your money's worth, right? And you know, college football, there's like a year delay in between the regular season and when the games start. But I think it's because college basketball in 2 weeks goes from 64 to 14. It's like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How did they even eliminate everybody? So that's the true kind of treat of it there, is that bang-bang nature. And look, it's going to be a lot of fun to see who can ultimately, you know, cut this down. We've been kind of trying to figure it out all year long, who's good and who isn't, and you know, we're about to get those answers.
Yeah, we've been talking draft. It feels like the draft, I'm ready to be up in like a week, and I have to keep reminding ourselves. Mm-hmm. April 27th is the draft. How many things we'll hear from these football players? How many of these football players will make dumb decisions over the next month? How many of these guys will have great meetings with their teams? It still feels up in the air, but not really for number one overall position here. C.J. Stroud, a minus 270 here on the board at FanDuel. So it feels like he's locking it down. I don't know. Seems that way.
Yeah, maybe so. It just moves like every day. It feels like.
It does, and that's the way it is. But everything will keep moving here. A lot of fun here on Moneyline, so thank you guys for tuning in, having some fun with us. For Christian, behind the wheels of steel, that's Kevin Walsh over there, DRS here. Exciting times. Can't wait. Keep it right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.